This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Though it is not known how he plans to enforce it, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is banning TikTok in the United States. This after failing to get the short video app's Chinese owner to sell it off. The apparent issue, national security concerns over how TikTok handles personal data. Losing its U.S. market would represent a major blow for ByteDance, one of China's few global conglomerates, thanks to TikTok's commercial success. Reuters quotes a source who says ByteDance's valuation expectations for TikTok exceeded $50 billion and that the company insisted on retaining minority ownership. It seems both ideas turned into dead ends. TikTok has up to 80 million active monthly users in the United States. The U.S. has intensified its economic pressure on China over its treatment of ethnic minorities, notably Uyghurs in far western Xinjiang province. It is the latest sign of deeply damaged U.S.-China relations. It comes a week after the Trump administration closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, prompting Beijing to force last weekend shutdown of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The U.S. Treasury Department says it has blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, known as XPCC, along with its former deputy secretary. China denies minority mistreatment and says the camps holding large numbers of Uyghurs provide vocational training needed to fight extremism. Washington's action freezes any U.S. assets of XPCC and generally prohibits Americans from dealing with it. Trump administration officials in Congress have yet to agree on another COVID-19 economic relief bill, though the White House may be edging closer to accepting Democratic demands that jobless Americans keep getting supplemental unemployment benefits of $600 a week, which are expiring. Since so many Senate Republicans are opposed to the extension, it would have to pass on the strength of Democratic support. It is unclear this weekend if talks are continuing. This is VOA News.